I love 70s soul and 70s R&B, and I heard you're a big Isley Brothers fan.
Yeah.
And
I know where you heard that from.
I have that Apple Music, which you can listen to CBS Sports Radio and Apple
right.
Music. It's amazing. And I just, you know, put it on and while I'm around the house or I'm cooking or I'm working and doing stuff. I just have
oh,
some
you're
music
a chef
on.
Too.
Yeah, man. So I hit some Isley Brothers the other day and
okay.
I was just like, ooh, this is good. And I just went into their catalog. I was like, let me just play.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That,
you'd be there all day, man.
Seriously. There, you can get two really good hours
yep.
out of the Isley Brothers because, I mean, those are some hardworking brothers. Those guys were like putting out an album basically every year for like 15 years straight.
Yep.
They got so many albums. It's great.
Yeah, that's a great catalog and a great, historically speaking, group. I mean, they were one of the best ever. So I'm in agreement with you. I like that 70s. So who did we have on that's big into the R&B in the 70s? Did we have a guest or somebody on that was?
Randy Cross?
No, it wasn't RC.
Well, Brad Heller loved R&B
Brad
in the
Heller,
90s.
Yes. Brad Heller.
The 90s.
Yeah, Heller. Oh, 90s. Yeah. Your homeboy Heller.
Yeah. Heller's more of like a...
Boys to Men and all that stuff.
A Motown Philly
right.
kind
exactly.
of guy. Yeah.
I knew there was somebody. I knew there was another white guy that likes R&B. I knew it.
Another white guy.
Now, you would play that, but you wouldn't... When my man D.A. referenced Isley Brothers, you wouldn't play anything from
no
them.
No Isley Brothers. Look at Pete.
That's what I'm talking about. Pete.
Come on, Pete.
Yeah,
coming,
Pete.
Coming.
Man, just...
Pathetic Pete.
I can't throw everything out there right off the bat.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
no,
so if Heller was in here, there would be En Vogue playing right now.
Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, I like En Vogue, but only a couple songs. And they didn't last that long anyway.
The original Fifth Harmony, right?
But they kept their clothes on.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. They're classic.
Which I have no problem with the Fifth Harmony.
Yeah, that's right.
I have none whatsoever. So keep doing what you're doing. There we go. Between the Sheets.
This is amazing.
Yes.
This is just such good music.
I remember when this song came out. I was so young.
And so this hook
it corrupted
was used...
me.
So there's a Biggie hook.
Yes.
Let me call you Big Papa.
Yep.
I mean. See, that's the thing. If you are a fan of hip-hop of the 90s, which I am, what you realize is that all of your favorite songs were originally done even better in the 70s.
I love this. Love it!
Yeah, you.
Come on.
This is totally.
Can you imagine being
this is totally on Jones's hookup CD.
Like back thank
in the,
you.
In the 90s, you definitely. You burned that CD and you had that going on in your Discman.
Listen. This came out, once again, I was young and wasn't really in the game then, uh-huh. but I knew what they were talking about.
Yeah.
Say, okay, I can't wait. I dropped this on them. This, a little Luther, all that. Come on. Woo. that one worked every time.
Barry White.
Barry White. Yeah, yes, sir. Oh, man.
Yeah, some good ones.
Speaking of Barry White, Gio kind of looks like the white version, you know, like looks frumpy, pudgy, right? No? He's shaving now. Barry White still had his beard when he expired.
That was nice because he's doing some TV this week, so I saw he was a little clean shaven.
Yeah, he's clean shaven. Justin Pugh from the Giants came in with some shaving product, so he shaved half his face to
nice.
To showcase that it worked.
Nice.
And Gio, of course, had to take the other half off, so he did that. But apparently they've been taking little shots. I mean, that's my dog. He sits... He has sat right there where you're sitting
he's
for the last
shots
3 years. Me!
Ooh.
Yeah, he and Boomer, and I'm going to join him in the next hour. I've been hanging out with Boomer, kicking his ass in these football picks for the last 2 weeks. So I'm going to go over there and resume doing exactly that.
Yeah.
But apparently we have some sound of them dogging your boy out.
Not good.
By the way, you should have saw the moment that he and Brian Jones had yesterday in the newsroom. It was embarrassing.
What, me and Brian?
I miss you, man.
I miss you.
I know you're down the hall, but I miss you.
No, I told him. It's weird.
Mr. Jones.
I do kind of miss him. Is Brian Jones the
we
guy
got
that,
a thing
in small doses, he's
going
great.
Going on.
You know? When you see Brian every single day,
yes.
and he's just yelling at
he just
you.
Wears you out.
He wears you out.
He
but
just
then
totally
you,
wears you out.
You don't have him. Then you see him a little bit. I got excited.
Hey, I got him in here for an hour on Friday, Football Friday. Oh, God, man. I'm telling you, I'm worn out. It's like a double shot of espresso.
It is crazy.
Boomer!
I walked in.
We're going to do some football picks.
And that's a 5:30.
I know. I do not sound like that.
He doesn't have
Come
your
on.
Inflection at all.
Man, I don't know if that was a compliment or an insult.
I think that's...
I walked in. It's a little of both, wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. I would love to do a Jones impersonation well, but I'm not allowed to swear that much on the radio. So.
I don't swear.
Yeah, we've dumped you a bunch.
Yeah. That is not true. I have a filter when I'm in here. I stop.
I can imagine,
you
man.
You dumped me once.
More than three times have you had to drop one of Jones's?
I would say
customers?
More than 50, less than 100.
That is really? So untrue.
More than that is 50, so true.
5-0
in 3 years total. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
What?
What a
they set me up on that one. That's true, they're good at setting me up.
You didn't know you were on the air on that one.
No,
that's a famous one.
Yeah.
You
heard that one?
To Scotland or somewhere? Okay.
No, I have no idea how Scotland got into this because I've been to Scotland. I spent 4 months in Scotland, and Scotland was okay. That's
you
about
do that
it.
On your own time.
Oh, see, just wrong. Just on so many levels.
I know it's you. My would be what? Calling me this early in the morning.
See, that's not supposed to be on the air, though.
I think that was more than once.
That's not on me. I got from a horse a couple years ago. It felt great.
So yeah, now we're up to 10.
Playing all the hits.
I got hit by Danny Trevathan one time. It felt great.
You nasty. You nasty.
No, see, that's not supposed to be on air.
That's 12.
Stop counting. Stop counting, man.
13.
See, you remember everything. Who remembers everything?
That's 14.
I didn't cuss that. I just said you remember everything. Even when I don't curse, they get counted as curses, right? Because you know what's
yeah, funny. What?
That's definitely. That's okay. That's 13.
What? What do you want?
That so just so people know, that is exactly what the newsroom sounds like at 5:30 in the morning. Exactly. A lot of screaming, a lot of cussing.
I want to make sure they're up.
And what? What? What you looking at?
What?
Get the hell out of my way. What?
What do you want?
D.A., shut up. I'm running the show today. What?
That is not true. Wow. This environment of mistrust. I thought you were going to be so different. Oh, I see you're not. Wow. You all right, though, D.A.? We've got London Fletcher coming up. He's all right as well. NFL analyst for CBS Sports Network and you can catch him on Sundays at 8 a.m. on that other pregame show. And speaking of our picks, who do we have this week? Not Coop. Coop was in studio last week, our security detail from downstairs. We have Coop and Calhoun.
Just Coop this week. Calhoun didn't want to do the interview because he was worried the bosses were around, and he did not want to get caught.
What?
So I tried to convince him, but it wasn't worth it. He was paranoid about it.
We have Calhoun's.
Just Coop.
Coop's picks, right?
Coop's picks. And what? I wrote down Calhoun's, but he did not want to be interviewed.
Well, the hell with him. He didn't want to be interviewed. Scared of his boss. But hoppity. Hoppity. You know our guys downstairs, right? Do you have any idea what they're saying?
None whatsoever. And all I say is good morning. I still don't know what they say.
Right.
How about that? Like, what? Is that good morning?
I walk swiftly.
Have a great day.
To get to the elevators.
Somebody
got to
lose or win.
Right? Somebody got to lose or win.
I keep saying that. Somebody's got to lose. Somebody's got to win, man.
How many grits? So let's hear what Coop had to say on this fine Friday morning as far as his picks.
It's now time for our week 4 picks with Coop, who was in studio last week with the guys. Coop, you went 0-3. You weren't very good last week.
Yeah, bad days and good days.
Yeah, bad days and good days. All right, first game, Bengals and Browns. Bengals favored by 3.
I let Bengals.
Why?
I just like them because they're a pretty solid team. Than the Brown, I think. I think there's a better team.
Good answer. Rams at Cowboys. Cowboys favored by 6.
I like the Cowboys.
Why?
Well, Cowboys got a good front line. Got a good front line. Decent quarterback.
Who's their quarterback?
True.
Pascal.
Eagles at Chargers. Chargers minus 1.
Chargers. Talking about Eagles, go down, man. They've been lucky so far.
What?
Wow.
They've been lucky so far.
They've been lucky so far. How?
he was saying the Eagles have been lucky.
Right.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Talking about Eagles go down there.
With the 61-yard field goal last week?
I don't understand what that was. I have no idea what that was.
What was that in the first? Play the first pick. Yeah.
Think about that.
Play that first pick.
I let Bengal.
Why?
That sounds like Romo a few times at the end of the Bengals and Packers.
Oh, my goodness. What was that?
I'm sorry, Coop, that's just a sound effect. We're going to actually need to pick from you.
Well, okay. I'm just not going to be goals.
So Coop turned into the guy from Police Academy.
Yes, the brother that did all the sound effects.
He's just Michael Winslow at this point.
I'm just not going to be goals.
Okay, don't know what that was.
You know, it reminds me of, you remember the interview, former Georgetown player, and he didn't know what the hell to say, and he just cursed. Damn. What is it, Michael something, tall swing man. God, I think it was Jim Nance interviewing him after a game.
Yeah.
Damn.
Talking about Eagles go down, man.
Yeah, Eagles. Yeah, that sounds right. What?
That is hilarious. And yeah, you were talking earlier about your earlier days in Kansas City. They're playing some damn good football. Keem Hunt looks the part. And, yeah. and those of us over at CBS Sports Network saw a lot of his games from his college days. But they're taking on Washington. Washington looked fabulous the other night versus the Raiders. -7, that one. I'm leaning towards Kansas City in this ball game, and I think they cover.
I have to, too, but only because I feel like this is going to be a Chiefs rock-solid regular season, and then all of the questions will come up in the postseason again. Now, I hope for Chiefs fan standpoints and their sanity that this doesn't happen, but it feels like one of those 14-2, 13-3 regular seasons that even going into the playoffs, everybody is still terrified that they're going to lose in their first postseason game because that's been the reputation of the Chiefs organization in large part, and then also Alex Smith and Andy Reid in January. But in the regular season, I just don't see many teams, if the Chiefs are healthy, that can beat them. And that's even after the loss of Eric Berry. They just have so many weapons offensively. They're clicking seemingly so well in rhythm. And defensively, whether it's Justin Houston or other guys, they get after the passer.
Yeah.
After a big emotional win by Washington, I think they'll have a come-down game, and going to Arrowhead on a Monday night is a bad place for a come-down game. So I'm with you. It's a big line, Chiefs by 7,
yeah.
But I think Kansas City wins relatively comfortably.
I like this offensive line. They're giving Alex Smith time, and Alex Smith looks like a different quarterback. Not to say he has been a terrible quarterback here in the past or since he went over to Kansas City. But when you draft someone at your position, that's motivation enough.
It had to have made a difference,
yes,
right?
A huge difference. And that lets you know they may be thinking of going in a different direction. And I think he's been fantastic thus far this early season. So I look for them to continue to play well. And you're right, they definitely always get after the quarterback. And my man, Derek Johnson, Hook 'em Horns, all-time leading tackler there at Kansas City, is playing pretty well.
And that says something because they have had some amazing defensive players.
Heck yeah.
Derek Thomas is a Hall of Famer. Yep. Neil Smith was there back in the 60s and 70s when they were really good. Willie Lanier, Buck Buchanan. They've had some amazing.
Bobby Bell. Yeah.
Defensive Hall of Famers.
Right.
And for Derek Johnson, I was there when he got drafted. I interviewed him on draft day. And the day he got drafted, I said, this dude just sounds like a professional already.
Yeah.
He had it all together. And very few times you could talk to a rookie and go, that guy projects really well for 10 years in this league, and look at how long he's been doing it, and at a really high level.
And overcoming injuries to boot. So coming up next, we'll have London Fletcher to talk about the NFL schedule this weekend. But first, you may or may not be an athlete, but I still know that your pain and anybody's pain is a real bummer, regardless of your vocation or age. Know this, Relief Factor is not just for athletes or retired athletes like me. First time I'm ever endorsing a pain reliever that is 100% drug-free, and that's important. And no, just because I'm a retired football player with aches and pains that quite frankly I deserve because I put my body through that, doesn't mean you can't lower or eliminate your pain as well. I've had pain all throughout my body, from my pinky toe all the way up to my neck, and Relief Factor is helping me stay fresh and pain-free. Back pain, neck pain, shoulder, hip, knee, or foot pain can keep you from walking, sleeping through the night, golfing, playing tennis, or simply out of the equation. Playing with your kids or grandkids, that can be painful too. The good news is this. Relief Factor makes available a three-week quick start for only $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Go to ReliefFactor.com and order it right now. ReliefFactor.com or call 800-500-8384. That's 800-500-8384.
Follow us on Twitter at Geo and Jones.
Wings for breakfast are actually underrated.
I would agree with you.
I've had wings for breakfast, usually when the radio station has it catered by like a Buffalo Wild Wings. They come in, a 9 a.m. wing hit is not a bad hit at all.
No.
I've had Buffalo Wild Wings in the morning at an airport.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not the actual wings, but they had like spicy meat. Eggs, cheese, and a wrap.
Oh,
was
yeah.
Good.
Spicy meat?
Yeah.
What kind of spicy meat?
Yeah. Mystery. It's an airport. It's meat. Just take what you can get.
Yeah.
The spicy meat?
It was good.
Cool.
You know, bad food early is really good.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's good for you.
No, but probably it's not.
Tasty. Best time to have it, though, because then you can digest it all day and burn it off.
There That's you right. go. Healthy Body tips, by baby. Bisegli. No.
Body by Bisegli.
Yeah, you go. Work it off, right? Cool.
That's right. Don't have it late at night. Go to sleep. Stick. That's how you get the guts.
There he is again.
The guts.
How you get more than one.
You get more than one. We're cows now.
Yeah.
We have more than one gut.
How Your Fitness website didn't take off. Man. So beyond
with,
me.
But seminal information yeah. like that, right?
Body by Bisaglia.
There's just so many other sites out there. It's tough to compete.
Body by Bisaglia. Let's shape a better you.
Well, we got to figure out your point of difference, and then we'll be able to compete,
right,
all right?
Sounds good. I'll see you at 9.
Maybe
Coop and Calhoun can help you.
Yes.
With some health tips.
You don't want a good.
That's
hummer,
a
hummer.
Great idea.
Shakes.
Someone eat a good almond.
That was lean meat.
Who would hummer?
Well, I just like them because
live in the car.
Oh, Calhoun and Cooper bringing the tugboat down, man.
That's great.
Come on. Bogus! Hobbita on that update.
Well, guys, on their way to hammering the Bears 35-14 on Thursday Night Football, the Packers lost running back Ty Montgomery early to reported broken ribs. Then wideout Devontae Adams took a vicious helmet-to-helmet hit from Bears linebacker Danny Trevathan.
I'm not a dirty player, so I don't dirty hits.
At best, the hit was unnecessary. It knocked Adams out cold. He was stretchered off the field, but was alert, had a feeling in all extremities. He did go to the hospital for further evaluation. Adams caught the first of Aaron Rodgers' 4 touchdown passes. Jordy Nelson had 2 of them, Randall Cobb the other, while Bears QB Mike Glennon fumbled twice and threw 2 picks. That headlines a long list of problems for head coach John Fox.
There's a lot of people out there that are involved. We had drop balls. We had penalties. There was plenty of stuff to pass around.
The Bears are now 1-3. The Packers now lead this all-time series 95-94 with 6 ties. The St. Louis Cardinals were playing for their playoff lives. Shortstop Paul DeJong thought he had kept them alive against the Cubs.
Fly ball to deep center field. Back goes Martin. Back near the center field fence. At the wall. Leaping. Did he make the catch? He did. He did. Cubs win. Cubs win. Martin took a home run away from Paul DeJong.
And ended St. Louis's shot at the wild card. The Cubs winning 2-1 in 11. That was Pat Hughes on Cubs radio. The Red Sox magic number for the AL East is down to 1 despite a 12-2 home loss to the Astros because the Yankees fell at home with the Rays 9-6. Boston's lead is 3 games with 3 to play. Meanwhile, Houston stays 1 game behind Cleveland for the top spot in the AL. The NBA draft lottery is changing in 2019. The worst 3 teams will now have the same odds for the top pick, and the top 4 selections will be determined by the lottery. Now it's just the top 3. College Hoops, CBS, and others reporting that Rick Pitino is coach 2 in the FBI's complaint about bribery and corruption. Pitino is on unpaid leave at Louisville. His lawyers have said there's no credible proof of any wrongdoing by their client. And yes, This did happen last night.
5:35 to go first half. Blitz coming from the Cyclone. Shotgun snap to Bouchel. Hit as he throws. Downfield. Got a man. Caught. Touchdown, Texas. Tony Carter.
Yeah, but not Lil Jordan Humphrey, which would have been huge for my fantasy team.
Craig Way on the call.
Yeah, that was Craig Way on the Longhorn IMG Radio Network, Texas.
Lil Jordan. That's his real name.
Lil.
L-I-L. Jordan.
Yeah.
Lil Jordan. That's it.
I worked a high school game yesterday. The kid's name was Messiah. I mean, your parents have some onions to name you Messiah. Oh,
sometimes I hear names in college athletics, and I think that it's a Key and Peele skit.
Yeah.
Like, that can't be.
Balake.
Right. Can't, that can't be.
Where Balake at? A-A-Ron.
A-A-Ron.
D-Knight. D-Knight's in Timothy.
Yeah. O'Shag Hennessy.
O'Shag. Who? Who? Get out of here. That is the best skit
such a
ever.
Good skit, man.
Ever, ever. If you have not seen that, if you're having a bad day, you're down on your luck, you just lost all your money, watch that skit. That is hilarious.
Those guys are so funny. Like, sometimes I get into that YouTube wormhole with Key and Peele, and I'm just like, my sides are, all my guts are hurting.
Yeah, your guts.
Secondly would say.
Both
and,
of
like,
them.
I'm like crying. Like, God, this is good.
That is O'Shag Hennessy. Principal O'Shaughnessy. That is O'Shag Hennessy. Only your brother could come up with that, right?
So good. These guys are so good.
D-Nice, you mean Denise? Students that play that.
And that
Blake.
That film Keanu, too, was great.
I haven't seen it.
I thought it was great.
Okay, I'm going to check it out.
So funny.
Then we have Lodon. Lodon on the line. Lodon. London Fletcher. Longtime NFL linebacker. Too many years to name. What did you play? 17, 18 years in the league, London?
Ah, man. It keeps going up year.
Like 16. My sack total. London Fletcher, NFL analyst, CBS Sports Network. You can catch him Sundays. 8 a.m., very early, 8 a.m. Eastern throughout the season on that other pregame show. London, thanks for joining us here on CBS Sports Radio. How you doing, my man?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for having me.
Good. I got D.A. sitting in for Gio with me. Let's start with the game last night. Danny Trevathan, dirty hit, intentional hit, or nothing to see here?
Nothing to see here, man. I actually just watched it again. BJ, you know how it is. We out there playing football. He's going to make a play. He's unfortunate the guy got hit in the head and the mouth guard flew off, but hey, nothing here.
London, nothing had intent to hit that dude in the head. I agree with you, yes.
He had intent to hit the dude. He had intent to hit the dude. I agree with that, but I don't think he had intent to hit him in the head.
But
I
when
think
you're
it's overreaction, and you know, it was on Thursday Night Football, you know, a lot of people watching this stuff.
So that's interesting because
he should be suspended. He should be kicked out. Man, shut up. That was football.
So that's really interesting. Davante Adams is getting pulled down by two other defenders. It's kind of a gang tackle.
He was not getting. Was he down?
No. What I'm saying is he was kind of being pulled down, and then here comes Trevathan, and he is basically at eye level and then kind of comes in, sees what he hits, but goes right after the helmet. So I know that you're a defensive player. Maybe you just are naturally inclined to defend other defensive players, but is there ever a hit that you see that you go, oh, no, that's legitimately dirty? Because last night, I think for most of America, they think that was...
Odell Beckham Jr.'s hit. He hit the kid from the Detroit Lions a concussion when he hit him in the back. That was a dirty hit.
Okay, so an offensive play. Is there defensive player? Like, what would it have taken for Danny Trevathan to do that you would have been like, no, okay, that's over the line?
If Adams had been further down and he was maybe almost on the ground and he literally came in there like a missile and hit him with his head, lay with his head and all.
He did lead like with
but
his
he
head.
He is not down. He is not down.
I understand he's not down, but he did lead with his head.
He didn't have intention to hit a dirty hit. He didn't have intent to hit him in the head either. I think he was going to hit him in the shoulder back area.
I'm going to hit you in the shoulder.
Listen, I had a hit like that on Dez Bryant. I think it was Dez rookie year. It's Sunday Night Football. Dez is trying to fight, break a tackle. Wasn't down. I had to break them ribs, baby.
Right, right. Yeah, that's a good time to come and get them, too. When your boys are holding them up, you can come in and get a kill shot on them, but you usually you aim for the lower extremities, don't you?
No. The crazy thing is I got a penalty for the hit, and he wasn't down.
Gotcha.
But I didn't get fined because they looked at the tape and they say, you know what, you did nothing wrong. And that's probably what they're going to do with Danny Trevathan.
Cool. London Fletcher, NFL analyst, CBS Sports Network, longtime NFL vet. And London, when you mentioned Dez Bryant, we've been having a discussion here. While Dez Bryant is one of the highest paid wide receivers, a damn good player, do you place him in that upper echelon of wide receivers like Julio Jones, Antonio Brown? Is he at that level?
No, he's not at that level. I don't know. You know, you go Julio, you have it's A.J. Green. You probably get five or six receivers, maybe even more, before you get down to Dez Bryant.
Wow.
You know, top 10, I would probably say he's closer to 10 than five.
And I was wondering, big AFC South matchup coming up here, and you have the Titans and the Texans, and Houston comes off a near miss winning at Foxborough. Meantime, the Titans really impressed against the Seahawks last week. London, if I gave you either one of those quarterbacks for the next 6 to 8 years, I said you are hitching your wagon to this franchise guy, would it be Mariota or would it be Deshaun Watson?
Oh, man, that's tough right there. Hey, man, y'all got to send me some note clips, man. Try to study and stuff first. I say what, you can't go wrong with either one of them. Obviously, Mariota has a larger sample size. He's been in the league. This is his third year, I want to say, as opposed to Watson. He's only been a starter for a couple games now.
Yeah.
But I thought when Houston got Deshaun Watson, I thought he would be ended up in the best place. You know, I know he was the fourth quarterback taken, and he was upset about that. But I think it was a great landing spot for him, and I think Houston's going to definitely love having him on their football team. But I take Mariota right now. Yeah, maybe 3 years from now, I'd probably say I'd take Watson.
Hey, there's not a bad answer there. Both those guys are super, super impressive, and it's good because that division has needed good quarterbacking for a while.
Do you sit Mike Glennon and play your rookie Mitch Trubisky, or Mitchell Trubisky, as he likes to be called now?
It's getting close to that point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you watched the game last night. Those interceptions were just ugly interceptions. The one he got sacked on, you know, forced fumble. You know, that happens in football, but the two terrible interceptions and also the fumble on the snap, you know, that's on the quarterback. So I definitely think that seat is getting very hot and Trubisky is warming up on the sideline pretty soon.
This is a weekend where there's a couple of 0-3 teams that still have barely a pulse, but they're hoping, they're believing that maybe with a win they can turn things around. Two of those teams that were hoping for the postseason this year that find themselves at 0-3 are the New York Giants and the Cincinnati Bengals. Do either one of those teams, and maybe we can throw the Chargers in there as well, have any chance with a win this weekend of salvaging part of their season? Or do you think at 0-3, all those squads are basically dead in the water right now?
They're all dead in the water. They're dead men walking. Get the Paul Bears ready.
Okay.
Man, listen, I don't understand. And the sad part about it, for the Giants, that's the only team I think actually could do some damage in the playoffs. They could represent the NFC in the Super Bowl if they had a offensive line. And, you know, the left tackle's bad, the right tackle's bad. I mean, I just don't know how you continue to play those guys at tackle and think you're going to win some ball games. There's too much pressure in that defense. And yeah, they have a pretty stout defense, but as you know, over the course of 16 games.
Defense didn't play too well down the stretch versus the Eagles last week for the New York Giants. Right now, this young season, who's your favorite D?
Right now, I think you have to like everybody has to like the Kansas City Chiefs. Don't sleep on my Redskins, man. And the crazy thing, those teams play each other on Monday Night Football. The Redskins' defense has been much improved. I think you also, I'm still big on the Patriots. I just think when it's all said and done, they'll get that defense playing much better. Brady will, he's such a tremendous competitor and leader and really sets the tone for those guys that they're going to host the AFC Championship game. I think Pittsburgh is the way they got destroyed in a run game last weekend by the Chicago Bears, especially on the road. That defense just isn't strong enough to take them far into the playoffs. But I'd definitely say Kansas City, New England, and even the Broncos.
London Fletcher.
And my Redskins.
Not your Rams?
You know what? I think there may be a change of the guard coming with in the NFC West. I'm glad you brought that up. That this will be a big game for them this weekend to play the Cowboys, but that the way that team is playing, the way Tommy Zay has that offense going now, and Wade Phillips, I know that defense is starting to play better as they transition from a 4-3 to a 3-4. The Rams, I wouldn't be surprised if they won the division because Seattle's offensive line can't block either.
Yeah, London Fletcher joined us from that other pregame show, CBS Sports Network, CBS Sports NFL analyst. Hey, man, one of your other teams, the Buffalo Bills, had such an impressive win last week against the Denver Broncos. And they're 2-1, and I still think a lot of people don't believe in them. But let me give a little shout-out to Bills Mafia because we have a ton of affiliates that are listening that are all Bills fans in upstate and central New York and western New York.
What's up, Bills Mafia?
That's right. So what do you think Sean McDermott has brought to the table in Buffalo because they feel like they're trending upward?
Discipline, accountability, structure. Professionalism.
All of the above. Okay, guys. So they've got a real coach now.
CJ. What's that?
I went to public school for a long time. I ran out of adjectives.
I'm with you, homeboy.
But no, they I watch the Bills closely. I look at their game every week on review just to kind of see how they're doing. And that was an impressive win. Their defense is playing really good. Tyrod Taylor, he played well. You know, he's going to run around, make plays, and you're going to have to be dealing with him. And I just think, they're not going to win the AFC East. Let's not get ahead of ourselves because they're playing in the same division as the Patriots. But, you know, can they challenge the Miami Dolphins for second place in that division? Well, possibly, especially when you see Miami have that ugly loss in New York to the Jets.
Did you, and I think we may be in agreement here, party foul on the refs for calling that penalty on Von Miller when he did the psych job to Tyrod Taylor?
Worst.
don't throw that flag. That's just, we do that in the neighborhood. You see him and actually Tyrod smiling and laughing about it after it happened. Because, you know, you do that and you act like you're about to help a guy out and then pull your hand back and stuff like that, or, you know, but that wasn't unsportsmanlike. It looks like it is, but, you know, come on, man. Give me a break.
Lions are pretty close to being 3-0 and having knocked off the defending NFC champion Atlanta Falcons last week. Obviously, the call didn't go their way on the goal line. They're in Minnesota on Sunday. Are you buying on the Lions? You think they're a legitimate playoff contender?
I think they are. I was happy to see they gave Jim Caldwell a contract extension. He definitely earned that and deserved it. The thing about the Lions, their defense is playing a lot better. They're getting after the quarterback. You know, Derek Davis, who didn't play, the Jared Davis guy who Odell Beckham took that dirty shot on, got injured, got the concussion, so he sat out last week. But he is a phenomenal young middle linebacker. I like that they finally have a run game, so if they can keep those running backs healthy. That was the thing about the Detroit Lions in the past. They didn't have a running game, and Stafford had to sit back and throw it around, you know, 40, 45 times a game. But there's some balance between offense and defense. There's balance between run and pass. And it's going to be a tough game in Minnesota. I think I can see the Lions going up there, you know, and putting up a really good fight. But I think Minnesota in that building, especially with that defense, and I think Case Keenum will play well enough that'll be a tough game. Vikings should come out on top, but I think the Lions will still be in the mix at the end.
London Fletcher, that other pregame show on CBS Sports Network, longtime NFL linebacker. Appreciate you joining us, my man.
All right, man. DJ, you gonna be a pallbearer for them? For them Giants? You're
in New York. No, no, no. I'm a lifelong Cowboys fan, man. So oh, I'm enjoying man. It. I'm oh. enjoying it.
Oh. Man, who cares about
wait,
the damn
wait,
Cowboys?
Did you just bleep yourself? I think you just did. He just bleeped himself. Thanks, my man.
All right, man.
I think London just said, I'm going to have to try that. Huh? That's good stuff there. All right, we got our picks or my picks. We don't have Geo's in, so I'll do some picking, and DA will join in on the fun when we come back. This is CBS Sports Radio.
Geo and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Let's do some picks. Why not? How did we do last week, Mikey B? Did I beat Geo, please? Please tell me I did. Maybe, no. Oh, you don't even know.
You both went 3-3.
We both went 3-3, so that means I didn't make up any ground on him. I'm going to start in the NFL. We were just discussing Detroit and Minnesota. I like what Case Keenum did last week. How could you not like what he did? And Stephon Diggs is becoming a superstar in this league. This guy is phenomenal, and they're playing at home. Kendrick's at that linebacker position. The other stars they have on that defense. I like Minnesota, and they're protecting the quarterback.
Shockingly.
The top five in terms of the fewest sacks in the league thus far. So I'm going to take Minnesota. That minus two, I think they cover. Cincinnati, Cleveland. Some offense finally. And the reason Cincinnati showcased some offense on the road at Lambeau last week, they got the running backs involved. Joe Mixon, I think they're going to lean on him a lot more in the passing game. So Cincinnati covers at minus three at Cleveland. Even though Cleveland gets Myles Garrett back, let's see if they can, that offensive line for Cincinnati can hold up. We discussed KC, Washington. KC undefeated, minus seven at home. I played there in Arrowhead, one of the best venues in all of football, and the home of the Chiefs. It will be loud. They will be into this. Washington looked great last week versus the Raiders at home. Can that type of performance travel? I'm going to say it can't. Chiefs, minus seven.
I'm looking at NFC North here, Detroit, Minnesota, the game you were just talking about. I like Detroit plus the two. They're a road dog in this game. The Lions got robbed last week. Had Golden Tate been actually down at the two-yard line instead of the one-yard line, Stafford gets another playoff and might get into the end zone. I think they're going to be a little angry. I think Minnesota is slightly overrated after last week. Give me Detroit plus the two as the road dog basically got to win outright. Philadelphia is a road dog as well, but they're a better team than Los Angeles and the Chargers. They're getting a point and a half, so basically this is a bit of a pick 'em. I think the Eagles go out to LA and get a win. The Chargers are 0-4, and I know the Eagles got slightly lucky with how they came back last week against the Giants, but a lot of self-inflicted wounds by the New York Giants. I think the Eagles are the better team. I could see them moving to 3-1 with that win on the road. There'll be a lot of Eagles fans taking that trek out to San Diego. We know we can get good seats still available in L.A. and a day at the beach. And then in the AFC North, I like the Steelers laying the three on the road against Baltimore. They were embarrassed last week in how they lost that game. I think all of that kind of craziness that happened with are they in the tunnel, are they not in the tunnel, Al Villanueva, Ben Roethlisberger, getting that out of their system. I think they're refocused this week. They're on the road, a familiar foe, but I think the Steelers win this game and probably do it by 4 to 7 points. So give me the Steelers laying the three.
Cool. College real quick. Georgia on the road at Tennessee, the CBS game of the week. Georgia, minus 7.5. I'm all over it, baby. That defense is beating up for Tennessee, and you got such an excellent running game there for Georgia, and Fromm is not playing like a freshman. Cal at Oregon, Justin Wilcox going back home, born in Eugene, played at Oregon. His defense is playing much better. If they stay away from the turnovers, 6 turnovers last week in that game versus SC. I think, give me Cal and that plus 15. USC, Wazoo, that game's tonight. I like Wazoo plus 5 in this one. Number one defense in the Pac-12.
I love Washington State getting 5 points tonight. Luke Falk's going to put up yards. He's going to put up points. And Wazoo's going to stick in this game. And we both said, watch for an upset here tonight. I like Vanderbilt plus the 9.5 at the Swamp. I mean, obviously, they just got trounced by Alabama.
You next, Alabama.
But, I mean, is Florida good enough to beat anybody by 10 points? Can Florida's offense put up 10 points? And Vandy really should have kept that game closer. At least that's what we thought. I just think Alabama's that good. So Vandy plus the 9.5, I like. And then Oklahoma State against Texas Tech. Tech can't stop anybody. Okie State is the favorite by 10 points. They got embarrassed last week. I think they come back full guns a-blazing. They'll put up 42 points of this game and beat Texas Tech by more than 10. So the Cowboys lay in the 10.
Texas Tech is playing much better defense, man. Going into last week's game, right, they were giving up about 124 on the ground. They held Houston in Houston's house, 110 yards rushing. They're playing better on that side of the ball.
They gave up 45 points to Arizona State.
And they didn't give up 8 touchdowns to one guy like they did a year ago versus Florida State. I think they're playing better on that side of the ball. I think Oklahoma State wins the ball game, but I like the defense they're playing currently at Texas Tech.
I mean, that's amazing that they can give up 45 points to Arizona State 2 weeks ago, and you like the defense. That just shows you where Cliff Kingsbury's defense has been.
Exactly.
You know, they're improved. They're only giving up 6 touchdowns a game.
Hey, baby steps, man. That's what you have to look at when you're talking about Texas Tech and the defense. But some great games across the board. And Miami and Duke, let's not forget about that ball game today. Last time Miami went to Duke, you had that crazy 8 laterals, illegal laterals on the kickoff. And Larry Scott, who's now the OC at Tennessee, was the interim head coach for that ball game. And his official screwed that one up. But Duke is playing well. Watch this quarterback, Daniel Jones, playing extremely well for David Cutcliffe and the Blue Devils. And they've got a nice running game defensively. They're playing well. Miami, the back end, the secondary, they are not playing so great, but their front seven, they really can get after you. And Mark Walton tweaks his ankle last week versus Toledo, comes back in the game, and averages about 20 yards a carry.
Yeah, and Miami's only played 2 games this year because of the hurricane stuff. So I think they're still fresh. They're still probably working out some of the kinks. This is Miami's year to get to the ACC title game. Yep. They've never been to an ACC championship
game.
Say
that again.
Which is impossible to believe. They've never been to the ACC title game. This has got to be the year. Mark Richt finally has his fingerprints on this. But you're right. This is kind of a weird game. Duke tends to play well in these interesting spots of the ACC. National TV tonight, so a game to watch.
DA, I appreciate you, man.
Yeah,
you,
man, this
and
is
all
fun,
the
Jones.
Folks on the mothership have a blast here from 9 to 12. And all the co-hosts I've had this week, appreciate you. Mikey B, PDB, Billy Jackalone, Bogish, everybody, and all you out there listening. I think Gio and Jones will be back together Monday. We'll see. Only time will tell. Have a great weekend.